Peace and blessings, everybody. You are now welcome to another episode of Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon. You are now tuned in. Yes, the Era of Jazz, Season 1, Episode 8. Yes, people, I'm about to fill in the gaps of the time I was missing, that I was out on a break, you know, because people do go through things. Yes, things get in the way. Some things come up in life where you got to deal with them. And then you get back to your art, right? I'm not perfect. Never said I was. But I did say I was dropping a bi-weekly product, right? And I stood to that for a while. And I had my momentum going for a while. But I'm back to get this momentum up and keep it up this time around. Yeah, I'm here to report that hip-hop culture news and keep the balance and keep the understanding respected and keep the hip-hop culture respected. Let's get it. United States, nearly 1 in 5 USA adults live with mental illness. 51.5 million. How many people in the world suffer from mental illness? A total of 450 million people. And probably more due to the COVID-19, people, because like I said, man, the COVID-19 was something else. It really was, you know. So if you know anybody that's suffering from any kind of mental illness, please give them a helping hand. Please lend a hand. If you have knowledge to help them, people. Please don't leave them out. Please don't abandon them, because it'd be your friend, your family, and your associates. Let's don't do that. Let's be strong people, and let's be the right. Let's be right. Let's help people. Okay, let's move on. As jazz spread around the world, it drew on international regions and locations. Musical culture, which gave rise to the different styles. New Orleans jazz began in the early 1910s, combining early brass band, march, French quadrilles, biggies, ragtimes, and blues, which collectively polyphonic improvisation in the 1930s, arranging dance operations, swings, big bands, Kansas City jazz. Man, keep that in mind. Kansas City jazz, a hard swinging bluish improvisation style, and gypsy jazz, a style that amplified music and beats, which the predominant style bebop emerged in the 1940s, shifting jazz from a danceable popular music towards a more challenging musician music, which was played at fast tempo and used more chords and bass improvisation. Cool jazz developed near the end of the 1940s. Introducing calmer, smoother sound and long liner melodies and lines. Yes, this is deep, people. For y'all jazz lovers, y'all definitely need to pay attention. Let's go. The mid-1950s saw the emerge of a hard bop, which introduced influence from rhythm and blues, gospel and blues, especially the saxophone and piano playing. Model jazz developed in the late 1950s. Using the mod of musicians' scales as the base of a musician structure in improvisation, as did free jazz, which explore playing without regular meter beats and formal structure. Jazz rock confused appeared in the late 1960s and early 1970s, combining jazz improvisation with rock music, rhythm and electric instruments and high amplified stage sound. The early 1980s, a commercial form of jazz confused called smooth jazz became successful, garnering significant radio airplay. Other styles and genres abound in the 2000s, such as Latin and Afro Cuban jazz. Wow. Man, listen, man, and the Cubans is loyal to it. Let me tell you, they dedicated and they enjoy jazz, man. Just like the people in New Orleans and Kansas and Chicago is very big on jazz. I just threw y'all a key right there. Yes. Revy big on jazz. Love jazz, right? They love it, man. Let me tell you. So, we're going to give some condolences. Okay. We're going to talk about Johnny Brown. Slash actor, slash comedian. One of the best acts that came off of Good Times. You can't miss him, people. He had this smile about him. And his sense of humor about him that you can never forget. He contributed his artwork to the culture. Let's pay homage to his family and prayers and everything else. God bless us. So, okay. Albie Bonifante, another legend who did it up. Who did so much for the culture. I mean, come on, you can read up on him, study up on this man. This man didn't miss a bullet, you hear me? He didn't miss a step or a bullet in his artwork. Let's pay homage to that man as well, right? Let's give it to him. Okay. My condolences to his family as well. Let's give our condolences to his family as well. Okay. So it was a bunch of legends in the 1920s. When I mean by that, legendary jazz players in the 1920s, a bunch of them, right? But the ones we can remember, we're going to start with E.B. Blake, a jazz composer, lyricist, and pianist who to this day will never be forgotten for his body of work in the jazz culture, right? Come on, a legend. Okay, moving on. Duke Ellington, another legend, right? Who could never be forgotten for his body of work. Ethan Waters, another queen, jazz queen player that can never be forgotten. Right? And her body of work was serious as well. And you could do some study on that as well. And Ellen Fitzgerald, people. I'm mind blown just thinking about these people, body of work, right? My aunts and several other people and friends and associates of mine that was older than me used to play jazz around me, and I grew into like it. And it's a very calm genre of music and a very calm sound and frequency that you could really listen to with a clear mind, right? Ellen Fitzgerald, another queen, reigned supreme in jazz. She blew our minds with her jazz music. Come on, she could never be forgotten. Oh, no, okay. And from all these people in this genre, right, created what we call hip hop, right? And that's hip hop. Listeners have to understand that it's so many different genres of sounds that created hip hop, right? And from that influence, made the legendary Queen Latifah make a jazz slash hip hop album. One of the first to ever do it. One of the first that ever did a jazz musician hip hop album. One of the best that ever did it. You know, not only she had hip hop in it, she had jazz in it as well, which is two keys of this hip hop culture, right? Being influenced even to this day. You still hear jazz and hip hop. And that's just the bottom line. And who followed up behind her? No other than the legendary group, Tribe Called Quest. And wonder why they rap the way they rap. And why their rhythm is so monotonic. And style and appeal is so beautiful in hip hop, right? Because they paid attention to all the different genres in hip hop and studied them, especially Q-Tip, with the One Love beat, which made Nas' first album go through the roof, which made it become a classic. I mean, you know, with several other producers that laid down their beats too, but I mean, One Love could never be forgotten. That was Q-Tip. Okay. So that just shows you how hip hop plays a part in so many different other genres of music, like I said before. Okay, let's move on. I don't know if y'all know, but you know, this marked the 25th anniversary of Notorious B.I.G., aka Biggie Smalls, aka Bullet in the Gut, aka the Brooklyn Mayor, the Brooklyn King, the legendary hip hop artist, Christopher Wallace. Christopher Retor Wallace anniversary. And I don't think a lot of y'all know that his rhyme style, his pocket on how he rapped and grunted and everything, and the sounds that he made, and how much of a unique flow he had. I don't think y'all understand where that came from, and it came from a musician that lived in his neighborhood. He was his neighbor, so he used to tell Biggie to come over and do studio time with him, right? And when he noticed that Big was serious about rhyming, he started helping him on how to carry his words. So just know that it was a musician that trained Biggie to be the best flower that he was and that we knew him for. A jazz musician that was a neighbor of his taught him how to do that. Just know that. So you see how it goes back into jazz? Man, that's mind-blowing. Just know that a jazz musician that was Biggie Smalls' neighbor trained him on how to create songs and how to flow on songs. Man, that's mind-blowing. Okay. Okay. I have to give y'all another one. We're going to go from here. Well, and leave it from here, okay? Here to bring y'all a brief message from my sponsor, called Anchor FM. Anchor FM is a platform and is a sponsor who supported me from day one, right? They supported me from day one. They gave me the courage to do this, to make this possible, for me to be on this platform talking to y'all day in, day out, and doing these episodes that I drop. They the reason behind this artwork of mine. I'm the reason too, but they also the reason as well. You know, their platform is beautiful, and they gave me a chance to express my knowledge of hip hop, express how much I love hip hop, how much I adore it as well, and what I know about it, and all the little different details and things and stuff like that, right? So I want to give a shout out to Anchor FM, my sponsor. Okay? Peace and blessings, everybody.